Yo, yo, what up, everybody? After a long break, the boys are back. I'm joined by my close friend and co-host, Joseph Jojo Arginigi. Say what's up to the viewers, Jojo.
Excited to be back. We've been getting a lot of fans reaching out, saying how much they missed the podcast and how we can get back on it.
So Jojo, what are your thoughts on the new intro?
I love it. I think, like we said before, we just keep getting better and better, and that's just a perfect example of we just keep getting better and better.
You just mentioned that our viewers want us to get back on, but two notable viewers are Coach Craig Johnston and Coach Alex Kim. They want us to hop back on. what do you got to say to them, Jojo?
I was actually really thrown off that they're probably our two biggest fans, I'd say. They have nothing but positive feedback to give to us, and I think we got to get them on the pod just to so the viewers really know how much they enjoy it.
This week we're going through a little grueling skating camp. The legs are a little sore, but I'm ready to get back at it tomorrow. But on the topic of skating camp, with Jojo, you remember the three things that we've learned so far?
Oh yeah, it's what is it? Downforce, push direction,
bro,
and tempo.
You gotta love to hear it. You gotta love to hear it. And adding on to it, the three players we gotta watch tonight is Braden Point, Connor McDavid, and Jack Eichel. So we've been paying attention. We've been paying attention. But yeah. After this little skate talk, we're gonna move on to NBA conversation. So Coach Craig and Alex, you guys want to run out now? It would be the perfect time.
I think we got to make it obvious. This episode is all NBA. I mean, there's so much going on right now. Like, we got to talk about it.
Like, I mean, there's been some NHL free agency moves, but I mean, like guys,
not important, not relevant.
Like, guys, come on. I mean, just like the NBA completely reshaping, all the duos emerging. I mean, we can't wait to get started on it. We're actually going to talk a little bit about each team and what they did and, like, who are the big losers and winners. We're going to talk about the top duos for next year. And we're going to dive a little bit deep into the NBA 2K20 ratings and what your thoughts are. You pumped for it, Jojo?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, we'll be right back with it after the break. And we're back from the break. Just going to jump right into it and talk about the moves that each team made this offseason. Obviously, some teams doing a little more than others. But, yeah, we're going to start off with the Boston Celtics letting go Kyrie, but in the mix of it, signing Kemba Walker. Do you think they're going to be and losing Al Horford. But do you think they're going to be
who'd they snag from the Sixers? They got someone from the Sixers.
I'm not sure.
I forget his name. He's pretty good too. He's defensively really solid. He's not gonna score much. I can't remember his name at the top of my head. Anyway,
it'll come back.
Yeah, it'll come back. But anyway, I think it's gonna like we saw on the playoff run that they went on 2 years ago, that they don't really need a Kyrie Irving. They just kind of need someone that can, with good leadership, to help lead, and I think Kemba Walker fits that really well.
Couldn't agree more. I think Kemba's someone that's a little more selfless. That's another Craig Johnston word, selfless. Just like more about the team, and Kyrie was more about just kind of getting the ball. And
his ego got in the way of him.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not sure if they're going to win the East or not, but they're definitely going to be back to their contending ways. Moving on to the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, just go ahead, Jojo.
I mean, you went from what, first round exit, D'Angelo Russell leading the team, and then next thing you know, you signed two of the biggest free agents this summer. I mean, you got Kevin Durant, who's out for a year, which any team, obviously except the Knicks, would easily offer him a max, and Kyrie, and they got DeAndre Jordan. So I mean, that's a big three. It's unfortunately though that you're not going to see it right away because Kevin Durant's hurt, but that's still huge moves. Hats off to the Brooklyn Nets for pulling that off.
No, I 100% agree with you. I think that it's going to be interesting to see how Kyrie's going to do this first year alone without a Kevin Durant. I think it'll actually benefit him as he'll kind of, I don't know, run the team. And like you said, his ego's a little big, so he'll probably feel good about himself. And then next year, Kevin Durant is going to step in, and I think they're both going to be extremely dynamic. I don't think they're going to I don't know if they're going to like even maybe go past the second round of the playoffs this year. But I think, nonetheless, when KD steps in the lineup in the 2020-21 season, they're going to be an absolute threat. But
okay, let me ask you this. Do you think Kyrie and Durant's going to be a better duo than Kyrie and LeBron?
That's a pretty tough question. I don't know. I think, that's tough. I mean, LeBron really loves having the ball in his hand, and so does Kyrie. So that at times it was good, but ultimately they split up. And, I mean, that was part of the reason that Kyrie originally stated that he wanted to kind of leave a team. And, like, obviously couldn't do that in Cleveland with LeBron. But I don't know. I mean, now, I mean, Kyrie and KD, they come together. I mean, maybe they're both just, like, having signed, maybe they're both, like, thinking that they're going to do something different opposed to, like, what LeBron and Kyrie did. But I don't know. That's a tough question, Jordan. I think it's just with time being, we can't see it right now. But once 2020-21 season comes, all our questions will be answered. But, yeah, moving on to the Miami Heat getting a Jimmy Butler. I mean, and, yeah, just what are your thoughts on that?
I think that was big. I mean, there's a good chance they might not even make the playoffs. And, I mean, if they do, definitely look to see them exit out in the first round. So, I mean.
straight to the point, baby.
I mean, Jim Butler is an unbelievable player. But, like, you know, I'm a big Laker fan. Love to see him join the Lakers. But I'm happy with the squad the Lakers got. But, I don't know. He got his bag, you know, he's getting that money.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. And a lot of players are this summer. I'm moving on to the Milwaukee Bucks. Already a pretty strong team, like almost making it to the conference final, or not to the conference final, sorry, to the NBA finals. But just sticking with it, re-signing Middleton, Brooke Lopez. Just kind of the same team going into next year. Do you think they're going to have the same success and maybe even more next year?
Well, I mean, like, you know, like a lot of teams, you know, we say it all the time that it's always run it back, you know, same team. They didn't want to switch it up. They like what they have.
They're just going to run it back.
They're just going to run it back. I think this year, as of right now, I think it's between them and Boston to win the East. Mm-hmm. 76ers are obviously up there too, but I think it's between them and Boston when they East.
Yep. I think that's fair enough to say. And then I'm moving on to the New York Knicks. Oof. I don't know. I don't have too many words for it. I mean, you can start it off, but, like, yeah.
Well, I mean, when you have the salary cap to
literally
to
go get out whoever and get, the heck you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, you get anybody you want to go out and get top free agents every year.
Yeah, No. Just like the more you talk about it, the more it pisses me off. Like literally. The summer where you have just more than a handful of free agents, like just top all star superstars for that.
Yeah.
Superstar
caliber
with just
players.
With just the limitless money to give and just the opportunity to just start fresh and just build a dynasty. You go out and get Julius Randle.
Dude, I mean, I'm not trying to. I mean, Julius Randle. I mean, he was a part of Lakers when they were struggling. He's gotten a lot better. He plays with a lot of energy, and he's fun to watch. But I mean, you got Julius Randle, and then you got Kawhi Leonard, yep. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. I mean, the list goes on and on. And to not secure one of those is just absolutely insane. Not even let's get to the point. They even offered Kevin Durant a contract. They even offer him.
Yeah, I mean,
arguably the best player, second best, whatever you want to say. Everyone has their opinion, but they even offer him a contract. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if they didn't offer him a contract or offered him lower, but they didn't offer him the max.
Yeah, the max. Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're good. Didn't offer him the max because of injury scares. I mean, like, come on, guys. Like, come on. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they signed some decent role players with Alfred Payton, Ellington, Reggie Bullock, Taj Gibbs.
And a lot of those guys that they signed are still young. So that's a bright side for Knicks fans, but it's not Kevin Durant.
Yeah, without a doubt. And go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to point out one last thing. When Kawhi Leonard was taking his time, you know, giving the world suspense on where he was going to go, he did drop it like at midnight, which was the craziest thing ever. Anyway, they didn't want to secure a meeting with Kawhi because they feared they're going to miss out on other free agents.
They had the fear of missing out and they did miss out. So I mean, I don't know. better like next time, next summer, Knicks fans. But yeah.
And before we close off on the Knicks, I've been doing a little bit of my research, talking to my sources in the NBA.
Yeah.
And the Knicks actually have. Yeah, yeah. It's actually really good to have those. So the Knicks are gonna have 3 max slots in the year 2021, and I'm not sure if you know, but Giannis, LeBron, like Kawhi has the option to opt out. It's gonna be basically this year's free agency, like just 2.0.
And they're gonna fan on it again. Now moving on to Philadelphia 76ers. They acquired a couple big guys, or I want to say one or two. They get Al Horford, just a really big signing. Even though they lose Jimmy Butler, and on top of that, they get Richardson in the Butler trade, a really good just shooter and all around guy from the Miami Heat. Someone that's on the rise, pretty young, but yeah.
They lost JJ Redick too.
They did lose JJ Redick, but
so
at the end of the day, I think the front court of Al Horford and Joel Embiid is going to be pretty scary. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on it, JoJo?
It's going to be fun to watch. I'm not really huge on the 76ers. I don't trust the process, as you'd say.
Yeah.
But I think you got a team full of solid guys. They'll definitely be a good team, but I still don't have them coming out of the East.
I couldn't agree with you more. but, yeah, that kind of – think that with some of the – I mean, significant signings, that obviously – there's some other guys signed to other places, but I think that kind of wraps it up for some of the.
Are we gonna get into Kawhi? Or?
Oh no! That wraps it up on the Eastern Conference. Bro.
Oh, Sorry. Don't even worry.
We're just getting started on Kawhi. Don't even worry. But yeah, so you can start off with the Dallas Mavericks. Porzingis to re-sign with them.
They locked him up.
Yeah, they locked him up.
That was good. I mean, I'm pretty sure we called it from the start.
Yeah,
it'll be fun to watch him and Luka do their thing.
Yeah, definitely. A couple of their role guys get extensions. They get a Seth Curry back from Portland. He used to play for the Mavs, who was really instrumental in Portland's run this year. And
Playoffs,
gave him really good minutes Dame Dollar was out the lineup.
Dame Dollar,
but yeah, as well as playing key minutes at the end of the game as a spot-up shooter. I mean, the Curry family, they got the Jeans, Dell, Seth, all of them. But, yeah, I think the Dallas Mavericks are definitely on the rise. And, you got anything to say about them, JoJo?
No, just going to – I think that trade between Trae Young and Luka worked out for both teams, Atlanta and the Mavericks, really well. So, like you said, they're going to be up and coming, fun to watch team in the next 2-3 years.
100%. And, moving on to the Golden State Warriors, obviously losing Kevin Durant, but without further ado, JoJo.
I mean, we let me just take this over. We've talked about this for years. Like, you'd always criticize me for saying that I'm a bandwagon. I love the Warriors, this and that, and I started watching basketball because of them. But I've always told you that's false. Big Laker fan. And I actually started watching basketball because my main man, D-Loading, D'Angelo Russell. I mean, that guy, I think he's getting what he deserves. He's getting that money. He's on a good team. And I think now it's to the point I might even buy a Golden State Warriors D'Angelo Russell jersey. Would you?
Bro, you can get an old Lakers D-Lo jersey. You can get an old Nets D-Lo jersey.
I think this connection is not going too well. You're cutting in and out.
Yeah, I just saw that too, but I think it's good now again.
I think it's good now. Yep.
But yeah, I'll fight through technical difficulties. That's what happens with an up and coming pod. But yeah, moving on to the
you sound really robotic.
Yo, the connection's out right now. Let's cut it.
Let's cut it.
Yeah, after some quick technical difficulties, the boys are back. Not just a little problem in the road, but nothing. The boys can't fight.
Yeah, nothing too big that we can't handle.
Exactly, but yeah, Houston Rockets, go ahead, JoJo.
I feel bad for Russell Westbrook. I mean, not at the point where because he's in Houston, that worked out great. But I mean, he gave everything he had. OKC. I mean, he even stayed when they had nothing for a little while, and then you get PG who re-signed, like you said, running back, and then he just ups and leaves. So you know we've talked about this off air. I wasn't a big fan of that at all. So I mean, just I think it'll be fun to watch Russ and Harden play together, but I think it's gonna be interesting to see how it actually all plays out. Because I mean, you got a triple double machines left and right in both of them, so it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you on most of what you said. You know, I take that back 100%. I agree with you. I mean, just like I definitely feel bad. This is like the slight thing I disagree with. I still feel bad for Westbrook that at least.
Hello. Yep, I gotcha.
All right, we're sure. But yeah, I feel bad for him because, Kevin Durant leaves. Then Paul George, like you said, just gets up and just goes. But, like,
yeah.
And he's been there since the start of the franchise. I mean, they drafted him there, and he's been there ever since. So I feel bad for him on the fact that he's just stuck with them. But I think on the bright side, now I'm happy for him on the fact
that
he gets to play with him being an MVP and then James Harden being MVP, they get to reunite together. And I'm hearing like professionals and like others talking about how they might.
Your sources?
My close sources. Yeah. I mean, undisclosed. Can't tell you guys about those. But yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of telling me that. be good together. But I don't know. I think it's just another one. I think they'll be good.
Yeah. No, I think they'll work out. I think they'll be able to do it. It's just going to be tough to see it, like, late in the fourth quarter, who's going to have the ball. I mean, we know Westbrook's not the best shooter, and James Harden is, so. But at the same time, Westbrook can get to the basket better than anybody else in the league.
Very true. Very true. And moving on to the first LA team. Not ours, the LA Clippers.
No.
You want to go ahead
Let me take this over. I'm more than happy for the Clippers. I know, like, they've been they've been the little brother and the Lakers shadow, and now they're like, you know, every now and then the little brother acts tough, and you know the Lakers are gonna have to put them in the place once the season starts. I'm more than happy with them and their fans thinking that they got a good team this year. But like I said, I tweeted out. Clippers ain't making it past the first round.
And I quoted your tweet and I replied to it, and I said all that big stuff in free agency just to get
just the second best team in LA.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I think it just, like, it's good for Kawhi. I mean, he, like, it was obvious from the start he didn't want to be a part of the big three with LA. He wants a challenge. He wants to play against the best, you know. So I can't knock on him for that, you know. I respect him for that more than anything. But what does trigger me, and I've mentioned this multiple times, is Paul George. Let me just tell you at why. So 2 years ago, actually Lakers actually got in trouble for talking to him for tampering. So we had to pay money for him. And so everyone thought, you know, he was coming to LA, and, you know, Paul George is a great player. I'd love to love him with the Lakers. And then he was like, you know what? I can't leave OKC the way I did. They didn't finish well in the playoffs. And he says, like we said, running back. He re-signs with OKC.
Yep.
And then same thing happened. They lose. What was it? 5-5
Yeah, they got out of that series pretty quick.
Yeah, in 5 games, even put up a fight against a Portland team that was just on Dame Dollar's back. Yep. Lose 5 games, you didn't, and you know what you say? You know what? I can't do it with Westbrook. I'm not good enough. He says, see ya. And he goes and joins Kawhi. So from this point on, I never won a ring in my life.
Damn.
So I'm in.
Well, let me just tell you one thing. Unfortunately, the recording caught the last part of you ranting. Just like it cut out for a split second, but I can just add on to it.
Go ahead. Add on.
They heard the last part of it. Enough on the team that he originally thought that he could kind of build around and just kind of do something special. But yeah, quickly gets out of there, strands Russell Westbrook alone. Just like you said, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go to the point where I hope he never wins a ring. That's a little hard.
No. If you're a Laker fan, you're going to that extreme.
All right. Well, I guess that's where we stand. But now moving on. To the Los Angeles Lakers. JoJo, I mean, we're both fans here. Please take it away. I'm just absolutely huge. I mean, I thought we saw, I mean, like, just throughout the season, we thought it was going to come a little earlier. It didn't with all the things that the Lakers had to give. Fortunately, they didn't have to give 4 of their guys away. They kept Kuz, which I think was a good guy.
Still.
I mean, not to mention that he did have the cheapest contract out of all of them, but still, they did get to keep him at the end of the day. And I think he's definitely one, if not, it was between him and Lonzo, who were the most promising Lakers, like, young guys. But I don't know. I mean, on top of that, they signed DeMarcus Cousins a few weeks later, I think. I mean, you don't like him. I didn't like him up to the point until the Lakers signed him. Now I'm kind of
I couldn't agree with you more on that. I mean, you can go back to what 2-3-4 episodes ago, and when we were just saying how he's a bomb. But you know what? My sources tell me he's back up to himself. You know, 5-star like type of player. he's winning his A game.
No, definitely. And I mean, like. Now, but I mean, when you look at most people say that like DeMarcus Cousins are a bum now, but I've kind of started looking at it from a different lens. I mean, he had a serious injury, and then he was just tossed back into the game, then got hurt.
And let's not forget what he's 6'11", 7 foot.
Yeah, just
so that's tough being a big man like that, and especially what he hurt. I don't even know what was it that he hurt, his knee or like his ankle or something.
I'm not exactly sure what his injury is, but he was sidelined for quite a bit of time, and like up before his injuries and stuff. I mean, he was putting up monster numbers with the Sacramento Kings. But and a decent stint with the Pelicans.
Pelicans.
No, yeah, Pelicans too. I was saying, like,
and he was a side, Anthony Davis. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, the chemistry's already there. Not to mention mixing in LeBron and Kuzma.
And let's not forget Rondo was a part of that Pelicans team too.
Just forgot. You reminded me. I mean, it's insane. Like, I mean, we could go on talking about the Lakers for days. But yeah, just going on before we continue to others Lakers signings, which are. Don't like get me wrong. These are the big guys, but a bunch of good role players.
A bunch of sleepers. Yeah. But I think the best. I wouldn't even necessarily. He's a starter, but role player himself, a Spurs alum.
We'll get to him.
All right. All right.
The haters like to say that. He was so bad in the playoffs and that he's not the same. But guys, let me just tell you, he got injured, like I was saying earlier. He came back. He played during, like, decent, like, times in regular season, then got hurt early in playoffs again, and then had to get thrown, like, prematurely while still dealing with another injury in the playoffs.
Yeah,
like, into the finals. So, I mean, like, I was just dealing with an injury myself for a while, and, like, now, like, up to 100% health, I mean, he's getting tossed in at whatever he was, 70-80%. I mean, just definitely. I mean, you just don't judge a guy like that. And I mean, we'll see. I think we'll see his full colors this year. He's gonna have a nice full offseason. He was going to be a huge component to the Lakers, that 2019-2020 championship run.
I'm not even gonna say championship run. I'm guaranteeing a championship.
Wow. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Just probably gonna be.
Let's get the date and let's just put it in the history books. What's today?
Today is July.
Tuesday, July 16th, 2019.
Yeah.
Approximately 9:06 p.m. You heard it here first. 2019-2020 Lakers NBA champions. LeBron.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying LeBron's getting that fourth ring.
Yep.
And what AD's getting his first.
Yep.
Rondo's gonna have one with the or like well how many did he win with Celtics? Two? Three? No, two. It had to be two. Two with the Celtics and getting one with LA.
Here's that I mean, I don't know. might be a Laker-friendly podcast. I don't know, but yeah. Moving on to the Lakers.
I lost you for a second. You want to repeat that, please?
Oh, well, the manners. I was saying that just kind of want to dive deep into the other role players and sleepers that the Lakers acquired who I think are going to be detrimental to their success this year.
All right, yeah, I'll start with let's look at their returning players. I mean, we talked about Kuz, LeBron, Rondo, but let's get into JaVale McGee a little bit at the start of the year.
Monster.
I mean, you talked about he's great for them, and I think it's going to be the same thing for him. He's going to be on a team that really fits him well, coming back for his second year. Like I said, run it back, you know. It's going to be exciting to watch him. I don't know if he's going to start or come off the bench, still up in the air. Him and Boogie are still kind of fighting for that the spot at the five because Anthony Davis said he'd love to play the four, but he doesn't mind playing five, so it's still up in the air. So we'll really see once the season comes around, but I think it's going to be really exciting.
No, definitely not.
He said Spurs alum Danny Green. They get
Danny Green.
Quinn Cook, who was a detrimental player to this Warriors team. Kind of like a diamond in the rough, someone that was found out of nowhere and now has made a name for himself. Was there. And the Golden State Warriors, a huge factor to the Lakers.
What else did we get? I was just going to say, let's not forget, he's got championship experience, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
He's young, but that's still huge for a young player. He has more experience than Kuz, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be huge.
We get Avery Bradley as well, obviously. I mean, maybe in the second half of his career, but definitely.
Or I hope put some good shooting, as he was a good shooter back in his day, but I hope we'll be seeing the best of him on the Lakers. But anyone, like, who else do we get?
We re-signed Rondo. I could find the roster right now, but I don't really remember too much off the top of my head.
No, I think we covered the majority, obviously. Caruso coming back, someone that shined. I don't know, just the depth.
Yeah, the depth is insane.
Yeah.
The squad.
Yeah, best squad in the league.
Squad in LA. I mean, best squad in the world, like I said, guaranteeing it. NBA championship. I don't know what else I have to say.
But yeah, moving on to the I think the last team that I kind of want to cover is the New Orleans Pelicans. So I think definitely benefited above
GM getting a Kuzma.
What am I saying?
They didn't get Kuzma.
Yeah, sorry, Ingram. Right. Ingram, Zoe, and Hart. Three guys. I mean, I'm not sure about how Ingram's going to be, considering that he's already been in the league for 3 years. But I don't know. I think he's still got a little potential, and I think they could kind of develop it out. But I think Alonzo needed to change the scenery. He hasn't been healthy. And Josh Hart has definitely proven himself, and he's still young, so I think he's only going to get growing. Obviously, you mix in Zion Williamson into that picture. And who else they got?
From the Lakers or their draft picks?
They got some good drafting. That's what I mean, good drafting as well.
Yeah.
I think it's his cousin, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. His cousin, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, been absolutely insane during summer league. And they
They also got another guy, I forget his name, but he had an absolutely insane dunk during the Summer League, just highlight of the Summer League. But, yeah, I think they're going to be real.
I had a little technical difficulties. Can you hear me? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, cute now.
All right, okay, all right, perfect. You know what? I was just before you were going on your little rant there about how they're going to be good. I just want to point out, I don't actually think they're going to be that good. Like, I still think they're going to miss the playoffs. I don't think they'll be a lottery pick type team, but they'll miss the playoffs. But I think, yeah, all the players are good. They'll move the ball well, but at the end of the day, they still don't have shooters. I mean, especially in this era of the NBA, that's what you need to shoot the ball. I mean, you saw with the Lakers last year, they didn't have anyone to shoot the ball. And towards the end, fourth quarter, it was kind of hard for them to win games.
I think that's definitely an interesting point. I think they definitely need to get some shooters on their roster. But
I mean, they got JJ Redick.
No, JJ's definitely going to help with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I don't know. I agree with you on the fact that they might miss the playoffs. I'm not too sure though. I think we'll have to let it play out. And obviously, feel like every other team.
We'll have to keep in mind too that the East is nearly isn't as strong as the West is. You know,
definitely. But I mean, I think one thing that's going to make the Pelicans really exciting going into this next year is the fact that the defense is going to be absolutely insane. A bunch of long guys that play long, tall, and just hound the ball and play a really good aggressive defense. And I think on top of that, they're going to be a team. Once they get stops, they're going to have a bunch of guys that are going to be running on the fast break. And you got Alonzo Ball, who's super selfless. Another Craig Johnson word said earlier in the pod. But he's gonna find them running, and it's just gonna be fast paced basketball and a lot of good defense. And I think, like you said, not sure if they're gonna make the playoffs or not. But all in all, I think they got a bright future ahead of them.
Yep, gonna agree more.
So now, moving on to towards the end of the pod, I kind of want to just briefly address just a couple of controversial topics. So while we're on the Pelicans, Zion Williamson, do you think he's overweight or do you think that's going to factor in his playing, or what are your thoughts on that? That's been kind of on the hot topic right now.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this before. It seems like we both agree that he is overweight, and I mean, he was able to handle it at the. I mean, he only got hurt once last year at Duke, so he was able.
And that wasn't a weight problem.
No, that wasn't a weight problem. It was, I mean, Nike get it together. I mean, come on. Yeah. but I mean, the tempo is gonna be a little bit different at the NBA shot clock. I mean, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but I mean, it is. That's gonna play a huge factor running up and down the court. So I mean, he's definitely gonna start. Obviously, he's gonna be playing big minutes right away. So I think obviously he's gonna have to slim down. What he's the second heaviest in the league, and he's not even height wise the biggest player. So.
Not even close.
Yeah, not even close. So, I mean, he's definitely going to have to slim down. But I don't think it's a huge deal as people are making it seem. But, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I don't think it's nearly as big of a deal as people are making it. I mean, this guy's, at Duke he was, 280, 285 or something, maybe. I'm hearing some people saying he's 300, I mean, which is absolutely insane.
Oh, I wouldn't believe that. I mean, last time I checked from my sources that I reached out to about this, they're saying right now he's weighing in about, he's 6'8", around 285, like you said.
Yeah, but listen, forget even the numbers. I mean, if he's overweight and doing, just spins,
windmills,
like 360
through the lake,
360 windmills, I think if he loses 10 pounds, I don't want to see what dunk is coming next.
Yeah, no, I mean, if he's overweight and he can do that stuff, man, I wish I was overweight now, you know? He's going to start a new wave.
But, I think so. Do you got any other topics to kind of cover? I think we really, really dive deep into this. 2019-2020 NBA season is going to be extremely exciting. You got anything to say, Judge, before we kind of wrap it up and head towards the concluding exit portion of the pod?
Nothing on the NBA topic. really. I mean, I think we hit everything pretty solid today or tonight.
We definitely did. We definitely did. We're going to try to – I mean, no promises here. We're an honest podcast. I don't know how many of these we're going to be cranking out, but, I mean, if we're feeling it, if we're having a good time, we're obviously going to do it. We're not trying to force these out. And, I mean, today was one of those days where the viewers were asking for it, the boys were ready to do it. And, yeah, we just cranked it out.
We just got to give the viewers what they want, you know?
Exactly.
Shout out Craig. Shout out Alex.
Exactly. But, I mean, I don't know, great podcast today, JoJo. It's been a pleasure coming back with you. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. But,
yeah, I mean, we're what, nationwide?
Yeah, nationwide.
I mean, we're international. Yeah, we're global. I mean, we just keep getting better and better. And, I mean, you said it before, and I agree with you. You know, we just keep getting better and better.
Exactly. Well, thanks for tuning in. And we'll be seeing you in the next one.